Today we don't want to die, you know. Everyone talks about heaven, but nobody wants to die. You know I'm telling you the truth. We'll go to heaven, but we don't want to die. We'll go to every doctor in town. But you know, when it comes to honor the Lord and go to God, we don't have time for that. Reverend Jenkins ate a pinch of dirt, and I was talking to him on the phone last night. Hello? When he should have had his vocal cords out, because he acted in faith and took it. My daughter brought it out to him because these grounds are anointed of God. Even Naaman, when he went to Elisha the prophet and he had leprosy, he dipped in the water 7 times. That dipped, he submerged himself. You ever see people go down the beach and they put their foot in the water, check the water out? Hello? Get to the swimming pool. Ooh, it's cold. Hello? Amen. He didn't just dip his foot in. I said he submerged himself. Can you say amen? Amen. And after all that happened, he said to Elijah, listen, I want to take some of this anointed dirt home with me. Hello? I want to take some of this anointed dirt home with me. Here he was a Syrian believing in the power of God. He said, so when I pray, he said, I'll be standing on holy ground. Get that, Kevin. I want holy dirt.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Some people, they don't even respect the things of God. No, Jesus said, if I be lifted up. If you lift up Jesus, he says, I will draw all men unto me. Can you say hallelujah?
Amen.
If you read the New Testament, they were all lifting up Jesus. Can you say amen?
Amen?
That's why miracles took place and healing took place. They weren't talking about themselves. They were telling people what Jesus did for you.
Amen.
Sets the captive free. Opens the prison doors to them that are bound. Amen. That is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Speak the word, the centurion said. Speak the word and I know my servant will be healed. Do we believe that?
Yes.
Amen.
Get a pinch of dirt and you'll get a miracle.
Amen.
My daughter said, don't let any doctor cut your vocal cords out. I'm flying out there. That brother Charlie, go out and get 8 packets of dirt out here in the churchyard.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Ate a pinch of it, and I was talking to him last night, and he was, and not only that, he was cooking for everybody there.
Amen.
We were having dinner, and he was cooking for everybody that were at his house. They were all rejoicing.
Amen.
Amen. They were all rejoicing at what God had did for him.
Amen.
When you say amen. So what did I ask you to read, Kevin?
2 Kings, the 5th chapter.
All right.
17th verse, Naaman is speaking to Elisha. And he said, please give me 2 mule loads of earth.
What did he say?
Give me 2 mule loads of earth.
Of earth. Amen?
Amen.
People don't put any value even on the dirt they walk on. Moses had to take his shoes off because the ground was anointed. Can you say amen? When you put a value on the house of God, God will put a value on you. God will put a value on you. So what happened?
Please give me 2 mule loads of earth to take back with me. For from now on, I will never again offer any burnt offerings or sacrifices to any other god except the Lord.
Hey! Hey! Say, hey.
Hey!
From now on, when? Starting from tonight. Say, from now on.
Now.
That's why you're here, to make a decision tonight.
Yes.
He that is spiritual judgeth all things. You know what that means? It means your ministry is not going around judging people. We're not judges, we're witnesses. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. You know what that means? You're capable of making your own decisions. Can you say hallelujah? You are capable. He that is spiritual makes his own decisions. And yet you're judged by no man. People, they want to put on you amen, bring you into bondage, amen, put on you what they feel is right. You know what you got to say when they come to you? Just say, leave me alone. You say, leave me alone. Amen. They want to put their convictions on your life. I'm not here to put any conviction on you. I'm here to tell you tonight you're capable of making your own decisions. Can you say hallelujah? Once God brings you out of the corral, you don't want to go back into it again. I'm tired of eating pig food. I'm tired of religion. Okay? Because that's not the answer. The Lord says, you're made in my image and likeness, and likeness means the power of God. Image is what people do. They worship images. But they don't have the likeness. The Lord sent his disciples out, said, I'm giving you power. He sent the 12 out with power. He sent the 70 out with power. And they came back rejoicing. They said, even the devils are subject unto us in thy name. Don't mention the devil at any of these meetings, because people, I don't want to hear about the devil. Jesus cast the devil out of demoniac, had 6,000 of them. Amen. And the demons entered into the swine, and the swine ran into the water and drowned themselves. And when the people from town came up to see Jesus, because they wanted them to get out of town, they lost their business. Amen. Their business was swine. Yes. So they were Greeks. They weren't Jews. Jews don't raise pigs. They don't raise swine. They don't eat pork. So in that town where Jesus cast the demon out, they were sheep, they were people that were Greeks that took care of these swine and were selling them. So they came and they were filled with indignation, and they were angry because the demoniac that Jesus cast the demons out was in his right mind and clothed. He was dressed up. I wish somebody say hallelujah. He was dressed up. Clothed and in his right mind, dressed up. Amen. Can you say hallelujah? You know why Jesus went to the cross? Because of the likeness of God. Because he cast out devils, he healed the sick, he set the captive free. And the Lord said they hated me without a cause. He said, I didn't do anything wrong, but they hated me. Did nothing wrong, but they hated him. So if they hated Jesus and he did nothing wrong, just keep on living and stop worrying about people talking about you, because he was perfect and he couldn't please people. You're not perfect, so you're not going to please people. So just keep on praising the Lord. Thank God you're out of the corral. Can you say hallelujah? Thank God you're out of the corral tonight. You're out of the corral. So what happened with Naaman? He wanted 2 mule loads of dirt.
Yes.
What did he say?
He said, please give me 2 mule loads of earth to take back with me, for from now on I will never again offer any burnt offerings or sacrifices to any other god except the Lord. However.
However. Now here's something. However. You ready for the however?
Yes.
All right, listen to this however. Go ahead.
May the Lord pardon me.
May the Lord pardon me, because I have a job. And the job I have, everybody's not saved. You work with a lot of unsaved people, don't you? So now that you got your miracle, so you don't go to work anymore, because people aren't saved where you are. This is what he's saying. However, read on.
May the Lord pardon me this
pardon
one thing.
Pardon me, because I work with unsaved people. Continue.
When my master the king goes into the temple of the god Rimmon to worship there and leans on my arm, may the Lord pardon me when I bow too. All right, Elisha said. So Naaman started home again.
You hear that? Thank you for the cell phone. You may turn it off now, please. Amen. Maybe that's the Lord. You may check it, and maybe he wants to give you a special message.
He texted me.
Yeah. I don't know. Everybody's in such a hurry today. I mean, you can't wait till you get out of the car. You got to get in your car and talk. You got to get on and text messages while you're. That's why people are being killed. Amen. Everybody's in a hurry today because we're all victims and we don't want to lose the call. It might be something important.